Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
Kermil Magathrishin, as you've been hearing, the government has estimated that 27,000 Ukrainian refugees who benefit from temporary protection will receive reduced payments within 3 months following a cabinet decision. Ukrainian refugees who fled to Ireland in 2022 and early 24 will have their allowances cut from the job seekers' rate of 232 euros a week. That will fall to €38.80 per week. For more on this, I'm joined by Fine Gael Senator John McGahan and CEO of the Irish Refugee Council, Nick Henderson. You're both very welcome to the programme. Senator McGahan, I'll turn to you first of all, because we heard from Emma Lane Spollen earlier on this programme. She said the cuts will target women and children and that it's unfair. What do you say?
I don't think it's unfair, and I think it's not fair to characterise that. I think it's doing two things. First of all, it's bringing us in line with other European countries and other EU member states with supports that they're providing. But second of all, I think it's important to outline what's actually happening today. We have ballpark 110,000 to 120,000 Ukrainians in this country. In January of this year, we decided that we would cut financial supports to new people, new Ukrainians coming to Ireland, people who hadn't been here at any stage. We've now decided that those cuts in terms of the financial support will go to the people, the 27,000 people who are in state accommodation. Now, what is state accommodation? State accommodation.
No, we don't need all of this. We know all of this, right?
And I don't think we do, though.
With respect, people do. So people, they will get state accommodation for a period of 90 days and no more. Isn't that the decision now? And the allowance is €38.80. So can I give you a scenario, Senator? Let's say I am a Ukrainian mother of two. And I'm on day 91, so my state accommodation allowance is gone. Where do I go?
So that is only going to come into line for people who are coming into Ireland as of January 2024.
Okay, so where do I go then? Day 91.
Well, of the 100,000 Ukrainians in this country, 30,000 have already found their own accommodation. I see it from where I come from.
Allowance.
I see it where I come from, in my part of the world, where people are going on housing lists, people are able to avail of HAP.
Okay, so can I just ask, where do I go on day 91?
On day 91, there is going to be options. You're going to have to go out and rent. You're going to have to try and do something.
€38.80.
Sorry, I want to be very, very clear.
Because I looked in your own area of Dundalk, for example.
Yeah.
There are 12 properties for rent. And they're all well above 1,000. There's one maybe for 1,000 a month. Well above 1,000.
So
go back to the scenario. A mother of two. Where do I go?
Okay, so let's take that scenario. And since you brought up Dundalk, if you're a mother of two and you go on the housing list in County Louth, you'd be entitled to HAP of up to 1,200. So that would probably cover the property that you've just mentioned. But it is very clear about this because, with all due respect, Cormac, I don't think people realise that these financial impacts are only coming in for the 27,000 people that are in state accommodation. That means people who have their electricity paid for, people who have their heating paid for, people have all of their food paid for, people have their accommodation paid
childcare.
For. And they're allowed to stay in that accommodation indefinitely.
And childcare paid for?
I don't know about childcare, but they're allowed to stay.
So how do I pay for that rent then, notwithstanding HAP? And there's huge competition for that if I can't pay for childcare.
No, but I just want to be quite clear about it.
The
27,000 people who are in state accommodation today who will have these financial cuts, they can stay in that state accommodation indefinitely. They will not have to leave after 90 days. The only people who will have to leave after 90 days are Ukrainian refugees who came to this country after January 2024.
Yeah, and these people will have these cuts imposed on them, or these people will have the allowance, won't they, of €38.80. So I'll talk to Nick Henderson in just a second, but this has been described as inhumane because you could have a situation where you can't find accommodation to rent on €38 per week, that you can't pay for childcare for €38 a week. So what are people to do then?
Well,
would they be homeless? Homeless services?
I think when you look at it, that you see that in our economy, we have 30,000 Ukrainians have found their own accommodation. 15,000 Ukrainians are working in our own economy. 15,000 are boys and girls who are in our school education system. There are a huge amount of Ukrainian people who are working in our local economy, who are contributing to our society, who are paying tax. And if you are Ukrainian coming to this country, having been in another country for the last 2.5 years, whether that was France or the UK or Belgium or Holland or wherever, you can come to this country. You absolutely will get that accommodation for up to 90 days. But after that, you'll have to find your own accommodation. And I think what it is, Cormac, just to be clear.
Which is why I suppose people have been saying today that this targets women and children predominantly, because the people that you mentioned who found their own work, 43% of them, maybe they don't have dependents. Maybe they're able to work. What about the older people, the infirm, the people who can't work, the people who are looking after children? Where will they go?
Again, to be very, very clear, the people you're mentioning are people who are not in the Irish state as of today. They're people that have even come to this country.
What do you mean?
So these
they are here.
No, I'm sorry. This is an example of the kind of confusion about it. These rules that have been brought in January and again today to reduce the financial rates, they are only for people who have A, not come to this country yet, or B, the 27,000 people that are in state accommodation.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, exactly. So the issue with that is, it is only going to affect somebody that is not in this country yet, or of the 27,000 people that already have heat, electricity, food, washing, everything paid for and supplied for. So it's every other Ukrainian, the other 80 to 90,000 who are renting themselves, who are perhaps in a room being rented out or in a holiday homes, they all have the same amount of money being paid to them. And that hasn't changed since March of 2022.
Nick Henderson, CEO of the Irish Refugee Council. The argument being put forward, I'm sure, as the senator would say, it's far more fair than it was portrayed all day. Would that be fair?
No, it wouldn't be. I've had several calls with colleagues in charities and across the country today, and various words have been used. Callous, aghast, wondering what on earth is behind this policy. It really just doesn't make sense, and we're hugely concerned by it.
Why?
Why
does it not make sense to you?
Well, for several reasons, and just to pick up on one thing that the senator said, was that refugees from Ukraine are not entitled to HAP. So there is no route through the HAP system whatsoever. They're entitled to rent supplement. The last time we checked, I think there were around 100 people from Ukraine using that support. It's really restrictive. It's very problematic. The other issue is the 3880. We've spent the last 5 years campaigning for an increase in the daily expenses allowance, which is the allowance given to people seeking protection here. In autumn of last year, we produced a report based on interviews with families in different direct provision centres talking about how hard it was to live on that payment. It doesn't make sense to reduce it. The comparison with the other European Union countries has to be in the context that those other countries have much cheaper standards of living. And also, and this is something that's forgotten, is the reason why somebody from Ukraine receives the same social welfare allowance as you or I, if we were to apply for it, is because that's what the International Protection Act says. Okay. It says that somebody is entitled to social welfare equivalent to an Irish citizen.
Can I put some of your points to Senator John McGahan? They can't get HAP.
Yeah, that's correct. So the difference with rent supplement and HAP is in the last 6 or 7 years, the Irish government decided to, every local authority had rent supplement, and then they decided to move rent supplement over to HAP.
So
I'll come back on that. I think then if these Ukrainian people are going to stay in Ireland for the long-term foreseeable future, which I think is the case because this war has no sign of leaving, I think something to open up HAP would be a potentially good idea.
Let's deal with what we have now. They can't get HAP. You said they could.
Yeah, no, and I'll take that back.
So let me go back to the point. Where do they go then in a highly competitive rental market? Day 91, they have €38 to spend.
Again, can I just be clear about this with the 90 days?
No,
honestly, Cormac, I think this is important.
Cormac, Nick,
I absolutely want to answer the question.
People have called this callous and somebody else has called this inhumane. Maybe these people will have nowhere to go on €38. Can they access emergency services and for homeless people?
I absolutely want to just make this very clear about the 90 day, because this is important to make. The 90-day will only apply for any Ukrainian refugee who comes to this country as of January 2024. It will not apply to the 27 Ukrainians who are currently in state accommodation. They can stay there if they wish for as long as they like.
Even from January?
Yeah, but think about it from January. If I was a Ukrainian refugee and if I left Ukraine at the start of the war in March 2022 and I settled in any other country that's a safe, relatively country for the last 2 years, why should I get the same level of financial support as another Ukrainian who came here in March 2022? I don't think so. And we talk about fairness.
Well, what about that, Nick Henderson, that there's a discrepancy there and it's right to iron that out?
But that presupposes that everybody who's coming in the lot since January has been in another European Union country. Just this week we've heard of... we don't know, but let's be aware of the context, which is currently there are tanks, Russian tanks, on the edge of Kharkiv. The war continues. The situation continues to be extremely serious, particularly in the east of Ukraine. So if people are leaving Ukraine and coming to Ireland, just so another point that we've been emphasizing as well, as I say, is the 3880. The route to finding affordable property in Ireland is extremely limited at the moment. Simon Communities locked out report, I think, said last month that there was 38 properties available. And another point is that I think there's an image that people are living relatively comfortable lives in, Ukrainian people are living relatively comfortable lives in state-provided accommodation. Mm-hmm. Some of that accommodation is good quality, some not. But if you do have to make a contribution to property, it's 10 euro a day to food, 10 euro a day for an adult, I think it's 5 euro for a child. So it's not as if somebody is getting social welfare.
So it's certainly not luxury. Can I ask you, is this supposed to be a deterrent? Or who came up with 3880? Where did that come from?
Well,
that's been the daily expenses allowance for international protection applicants. It's a figure worked out by the Department of Social Protection.
No, I know that. But I'm asking the senator, decreed that that was the right figure for Ukrainian refugees fleeing a war?
Yeah, well, the Department of the Government would have done that. And as the other guests on the show said, it's bringing it into line with what IPAS applicants are getting at the same time, who equally are getting full board, full accommodation, full utilities, free food, the whole wraparound services. And actually, when you look at some of the figures from January of earlier this year, Ireland is quite a substantial outlier in terms of financial support. So, for example, if you're taken on a monthly level, in Ireland it was 880 euro. In Poland, in January of this year, it was 710. Germany, it was 501. France was 400.
Okay, so you're bringing
Spain was 400 for 3 months.
Is this coming up on the doorsteps
Two things. What I would say, what we're just trying to do here is, we are a very compassionate country. No one can disagree with that. But we also need to bring a bit of common sense into this.
Is it coming up on the doorsteps?
Immigration is, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, I'm out canvassing every day.
Is this why it's being done then?
No, I think really what the reason why this is being done is because there's a firm recognition, I think, in the last 6 months that this is going to be an issue that is here to stay, definitely for the next 2 to 3 years. And what we need to have is a very fair, but a very firm rules-based immigration system. And the reason that would be a good thing is because it means that the people who need protection are coming to this country and getting protection, but at the same time, those who are coming to this country can't prove that they need international protection, are not getting to stay here, and are going back to the country that they try to apply from.
Okay, Fine Gael Senator John McGahan, thank you very much indeed, and CEO of the Irish Refugee Council, Nick Henderson, thank you as well. 51551.